Nick, what was working for you in that matchup to come away with such a high scoring total and so many yards out there?
You know, we just came out to play, and we have a lot of weapons on the team, and we're just working out there, and we just came out to play, and we knew we had to go to every game just to play our hardest, and
It worked out.
Get better and better, yeah.
That's for sure. It sounds it. What do you think has been the key to the team's success so far with so many lopsided scores and you know, just the domination that you've had over your opponents?
Yeah, definitely the how many weapons we have on our team. We have a lot on both sides of the ball, and we have just people that can do their jobs, and yeah.
How much of an emphasis did you guys put into the off season to make sure those weapons would, you know, be so essential this season?
We played like with our friends in backyard, and we just we worked out. We're just like a family, and we have great chemistry together.
Do you think that the chemistry kind of stems from just as much that you guys do off the field as you do on the field?
Oh, yeah. We have, like, group togethers and, yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome. Nick Thomas with us here on BTL from the Spencer Vanette and Kander football team as he helped the Eagles beat the Moravia Blue Devils 64-6, having four rushing touchdowns and one passing touchdown. How much do you pride yourself in being like a dual threat quarterback, you know, being able to throw the football but also being able to tuck and run with the football when needed?
I have a lot of faith in our wide receivers, so I can just throw them up, and I know that they're going to catch it here. And if they're not open, the line just does their job and lets me have an open hole.
It sounds it. I'm wondering what it's like for you guys as student athletes to still be playing as the pandemic has been going on. I mean, we're kind of seeing a little bit of clarity and a little bit of a light at the end of the tunnel, I guess. But at the same time, you know, this stuff is still going on. So what's it been like for you being a student athlete trying to compete as like there's so many different protocols and everything that's going on with COVID?
We got to do what we got to do, like, with a mask. But other than that, we just go into the game and just play our hardest.
I'm wondering how this season compares to last season. Obviously, you guys played in the spring, and now you're kind of back on track with a fall season. So what is that like, and how different are the two?
Oh, yeah, this season we had a lot of time to, you know, prep up and get ready. Not as much as last year, and we're more ready for this year than last year because we didn't really 100% know that we're having a season.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah. What kind of goals have you guys set for this season?
Definitely try to get in that number one position, and just try to get the states. And just stay on the feet and get better and better every day.
Yeah. You guys are such a well-oiled machine right now that the state sports writers rankings have you as one of the top teams in all of eight-man football. Is that something you think about, or do you try not to think about that too much?
I try not to think about it too much. I'm just taking each day as a day. Just take a day at a time and just go from there.
Yeah, what do you think it's going to take for you guys to accomplish your goals? Like, what do you want to see more of from your team in order to try and accomplish what you're setting out to do?
I say just keep doing what we're doing and see if that works, and if not, then try to fix on that, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Nick, before we let you run, we like to do something a little fun here. We like to do what's called our Fueling Excellence Fast Five, where we get to know you a little bit more and dive a little bit deeper into who you are and what your personality is like and have some fun with these five random questions. Are you ready for them?
Oh, yeah.
It's time for the Fueling Excellence Fast Five.
All right, here we go. Let's have some fun with these, like I said. First question for you. Who is your funniest teammate?
Funniest teammate? It's got to go Devin Beach.
And what makes Devin so funny?
He's a character. He's something else.
Okay, there you go. Second question for you. What's one song or maybe even a band or an artist that just really fires you up before a game? Somebody that you listen to that just really pumps you up.
I gotta go with Drake.
Everybody goes with Drake, it seems like. Yeah. I'm like the only like non-Drake fan in the history of ever. It's terrible. I'm missing out. I guess. Third question for you. What is one food that you absolutely love to binge on after like a long day of practice or a really tough game? Just like your favorite go-to meal?
Chicken Alfredo.
Oh, good choice. Speaking of my heart, I love it. Fourth question for you. What is a pro sports team that you dislike? If there's any team out there that you don't like, a professional sports team, who is it?
I gotta go with Patriots.
Yes.
No, not the Patriots, the Bucks. The Bucks.
Basically, you just don't like Tom Brady.
Yes.
Fair enough. Final and fifth question for you. What is the best part of being a student athlete down there for the Spencer Vanett and Cander Eagles?
It's just everyone treats you as a family, and you just feel loved, I guess.
That's cool. That's awesome. That's a great answer, Nick. Hey, really appreciate the time. Keep it up, and can't wait to see what you and your teammates do down the road here. And congratulations for being our Athlete of the Week, okay?
Thank you. Thanks for having me.